SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Ice cream! Buller. Some things are just unfakeable. We all scream for ice cream!
You're listening to SBS News.
Someone's wedding day is often one of the happiest days of their life. For this woman, who we'll call Layla, not her real name, it was the opposite. At 15 years old, she was pulled out of school and made to marry her cousin. She says, 50 years later, it put her on the wrong path for much of her life.
From beginning, I don't like all my life from when... Because I get married when I'm young, 15, 16, I have my son. Of course, it's not easy luck. It was difficult. It was very, very, very hard. It's not easy what I got through all my life.
Her husband has since died, but she says her suffering continues and has affected her relationships with her 7 children.
Like how I told you, like nearly 13 years, still now I see psychology and I'm not young. I'm nearly 65 years old. I try very hard to be happy, but I can't.
Ran Fayed is a family counsellor. She says the story Layla tells is unsurprising. She says a marriage through coercion, threats or deception can lead to lifelong trauma.
It will cause emotional damage, psychological damage on the sexuality of the victim. The relationship and their ability to form a good, meaningful relationship will be impacted for sure.
Ms. Fayed, along with the Australian Federal Police, says schools can play a big role in stopping forced marriages in Australia. Federal Police lead the Centre to Counter Child Exploitation, which reports it has been receiving more complaints about forced marriages. There were 118 in the 2024-2025 financial year, as opposed to 91 the previous financial year. Helen Schneider is an AFP commander in this area. She says schools can see changes which might be brought about by forced marriage in a young person that few others can spot, and in that way, at a front line of defence against the practice.
That schooling environment is a sector we really want to target as the Australian Federal Police. It's a sector where we know that people have strong relationships with children. Educators will note those subtle changes in behaviour, and they might be probably the only person in the community of that child that might notice those subtle differences.
The typical signs of coerced marriage can include children with limited independence, constant monitoring by a family member, and girls expressing concern about an arranged overseas trip. But experts say the early signs within school can look a bit different. They include withdrawing from schoolwork, isolating from friends, or taking a lot of days off. Commander Schneider says the Federal Police want to work with schools to help keep children safe.
Schooling communities obviously might be the only place that young people might have an outlet outside of a family circumstance where they might be at risk. And, you know, when it comes to protecting vulnerable communities, the AFP is keen to work across sectors to ensure that we are really providing the safest environment for our children.
Offences around forced marriage are notoriously difficult to prosecute. Commander Schneider says the jump of nearly 30% in reported cases doesn't necessarily mean, though, that it's actually happening more often.
So what we're seeing, I think it means that we are seeing more people report. It's difficult to tell whether it means there's an increase of that offending happening, but we are very, very well aware that this is a live issue in Australia.
Layla's school was not able to detect the early signs of her forced marriage, but police hope education can prevent other children from having similar experiences. Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
This summer, feed your curiosity with SBS. In How Humans Talk, Rune Pedersen explores how language connects us, shapes our identities, and even changes how we see the world. And Grave Matters takes a lively look at death with Anthony Levin and Nadine J. Cohen digging into the mysteries of grief, death care, and the business of dying. You'll want to talk about these shows all summer. Listen now on the SBS Audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.